A brief interchange between the coordinator and the Russian, and then fireworks. Russians splattered off the very walls. Robert the Fox came in, short of breath from hurrying, thoroughly disapproving of anyone disturbing Johnny, as well as short-circuiting proper channels. But he paused. Johnny seemed interested. Not much, but more than Robert had seen for a while. The veteran leaned back against the wall and signaled the coordinator to go on. The coordinator was getting overwhelmed. He was quite used to dealing with important tribal heads and notables, but here he was in the company of three of the most important names this planet had ever had, especially Johnny, sir. But Colonel Ivan was almost stomping his feet for him to translate.
He says that's what ruined the whole human race. He says the valiant Red Army trying to fight the capitalist, imperialist warmongers. These are just names to him, Johnny, sir. He doesn't have a political axe to grind. Had their attention on each other and didn't cooperate when an invader landed. And he says while tribal wars will and do happen, international wars among whole peoples are against the good welfare of the people. He says he is for the people of Earth. And people didn't stick together, but fought, and this must not happen again. He's very emphatic, Johnny, sir. And he says all the other Russian tribes are also.
Johnny pushed back the tray, and the Russian, suddenly remembering his duty, picked it up. He let out another broadside of Russian. The coordinator pulled out some papers.
They've retained literacy, sir, and he and some of the chiefs drew up some papers. They don't have much papers, so excuse its condition. I think they found it in that base, and they want your agreement to it.
Johnny looked tired to Robert the Fox.
This is council business. The Himalayan chiefs are members of the council.
The Russian seemed to divine what he was saying and rattled off more Russian.
He says no. This council is over here on this continent, and that base is over there on that continent. He says there are silos of nuclear weapons aimed at this continent, and have been for 1,000 years or so. And he doesn't want anything to happen to you, Johnny, sir. So he wants a force of South Americans and Alaskans. He knows there are almost no North Americans left to take charge of that base over there on your authority. He says if the Russians have charge of this base here, they won't fire at Russia. And if people from this continent take charge of that base there, they won't fire on this continent. They've got it all worked out, Johnny, sir. It's all here. They worked it out in Russia. If you say all right and put a little initial here,